أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Still with Islamic laws in توضيح المسائل for Sayyid Sistani, and we reach to the issue 58. Yes, we reached to issue 58. Within issue 58, Sayyid Sistani said, it is not necessary for a person to conceal the private parts with any definite thing. It is sufficient if, for example, he conceals them with his hand. Yes, brothers and sisters, Sayyid Sistani said within issue 58, it is not necessary for a person to conceal the private parts with any definite thing. It is sufficient if, for example, he conceals them with his hands. That means for a person, he should conceal his private parts from the eyes of a respected person or adults, or even if not adults, but the kids, which kids or which child, the recognizable kid or child. So a person should conceal his private parts with anything, okay, with any definite thing, and it is sufficient. Or for example, he can conceal them with his hand, with his hand, because it is illegal for anybody to look at the other private part. Or it is haram for a person to look for others a private part. While it is haram to look at the others private part, so each person should conceal his private part from others. Brothers and sisters, the private parts for a person, it means the penis and the balls for a male, and it also his the private parts he should hide from the others, especially adult people. Within issue 59, while using the toilet for relieving oneself, the front or the back part of one's body should not face the Holy Kaaba. Here we have in this case, each person, when he is going or when he is using the toilet for relieving oneself, he shouldn't facing the Kaaba or giving his back to Kaaba. The front or the back part of the one's body should not face the Holy Kaaba. It is haram for him to face Kaaba. Somebody say, why? why shouldn't we face Kaaba? What is wrong with that? We are saying it is haram. It is not we are saying exactly, but it is the fatwa, it said it is haram. And when we say it is fatwa, so it is belong to the Imam Qats or the Prophet Qats. So it is not belong to Marja himself. The Marja is just his job transferring the words of Imam or transferring the words of the Prophet himself. So again, while using the toilet for relieving oneself, the front or the back part of one's body should not face the Holy Kaaba. If a person sits in the toilet with the front part of his body or the back facing the Qibla, but turns the private parts away from the direction, it will not be enough. Similarly, when the front part of the body or the back does not face Qibla, as a precaution, he should not allow the private parts to face the direction. Here, Sayyid said in his fatwa, if a person sits in the toilet with the front part of his body or the back facing the Qibla, as we said previously in the issue 59, it is illegal, it is haram, but turns the private parts away from that direction, it will not be enough. So it is not enough if you are sitting facing Qibla or giving your back, private back to Qibla, and you turn the direction of your private parts away from Qibla, that's not enough. As a precaution, you should not allow the private parts to face that direction also. So you have to be away from both sides, from the front of your body or the back of your body, not facing Qibla while you are in toilet for relieving oneself. Okay, so you have to be what? Away from facing Qibla. Yes. Okay. Issue 61. Here, recommended precaution is that one should not face the Qibla or have one's back towards it at the time of istibra, to be explained later, or nor at the time of washing oneself to become back after relief. Here, saying, according to al-ihtiyat al-istihbabi, recommended precaution, ihtiyat istihbabi, is that one should not face Qibla or have one's back towards it, at the time of istibra. So maybe somebody is asking, what is istibra? We will explain it later, istibra. And we have two istibra from urine bowl and istibra from janabis sperms. So that we will explain it later on. So when you are making istibra, you should not face what? You should not face Qibla when you make istibra at the time of washing oneself to become pak after relief. Issue 62. Within issue 62, when one is forced to sit facing the Qibla, that means forced, it is not by his willing, it is not by himself. It is forced. You know what does it mean? It is forced. Somebody, for example, tied him, or he is in jail, or somebody forced him to sit facing Qibla, or with his back towards it, or maybe making his back toward to Qibla, so as to avoid somebody looking at him. Or if it is not possible to do so, or when there is an unavoidable excuse for sitting that way, it is permissible to do so. So again, I'm saying, when I'm telling the fatwa, said, yes, when one is forced, it is not optional, it is obligatory. It is even not obligatory, it is forced. Somebody is forcing him to sit facing the Qibla, or with his back towards Qibla also, so as to avoid somebody looking at him. In order to avoid somebody is looking at you, or if it is not possible to do so, or it is not possible for you to sit not facing Qibla, or not letting your back to Qibla, so it is difficult. Maybe, as I told you, you are tied, or you are in jail, and that place is so narrow, or somebody is forcing you by threatening you to sit in such a way, or if you sit in the other way, not facing Qibla, maybe others will see your private part. So, and there is no way, and there is an unavoidable excuse. No excuse, no unavoidable excuse for sitting that way. So it is what permissible to do so, only in these cases. While when you are able to choose another way or another direction, so you have to choose it. But when you are not allowed to choose any way or any direction, so you have, it is permissible to do so. Yes. All right. With issue 63, okay, it is recommended precaution, احتياط استحبابي, that even a child should not be made to sit in the toilet with its face or back facing Qibla. So the what we explain on issue 62, it is not only for an adult not to sit facing or giving back to Qibla, but also even the child, it is as احتياط استحبابي, a recommended precaution, shouldn't be made to sit in the toilet with its face or back facing Qibla. But if the child positions itself that way, so it is not obligatory to divert it. So it is not obligatory to divert it. But if you put your child to sit in giving you his its back or its face toward Qibla, so it is not as احتياط استحبابي, it is a recommended precaution not to sit like this. Within issue number 64, it is haram to relieve oneself at the following four places. It is haram to relieve oneself at the following four places. It means to make these four places as a toilet, so it is haram to relieve yourself or oneself at the following four places. Number one, in blind alleys without the permission of the people who live there. In blind alleys without the permission of the people who live there, it is haram to relieve there. Two, on the property land of a person who has not granted permission for the purpose. Two, in a property of a person, who has not granted permission for the purpose. You are not sure that he accepted from you to what to relieve yourself in his land, in his property. So it is not allowed for you. It is haram. Number three, at a place which is waqf, exclusively for its beneficiaries. It is waqf exclusively for its beneficiaries. Yes, it is exclusively for its beneficiaries, like some madrasa, like some schools, religious schools, بعض المدارس الدينية. So it is not allowed, it is haram to relieve yourself there without the permission of their owners. Number four, on the graves of mu'mineen, on the graves, qubur, of the mu'mineen, it is haram, and at the sacred places whose sanctity will thus be violated. So, on the graves of mu'mineen, it is haram to relieve oneself, and at the sacred places whose sanctity will thus be violated. That will be haram for to relieve oneself there. And yes, inshallah, we will stop with issue 65 today, and we will continue inshallah on Saturday. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad.